Hi, the question for Michael Hargrove, MichaelHargrove. Michael Hargrove, date of birth is 10/31/1963, date of accident 5/17/2022, date of visit is 10/5/2022. The patient is here following up with us. His initial injury was on 5/17/2022. Patient is trying his physical therapy. He was initially involved in a head-on collision as a rear seat passenger on the right. Two more people were there in the car. The impact of the accident caused him headaches along with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disoriented, confusion, peeing in the bed, pooping in the bed, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, loss of vision field. As well as the patient had a pain syndrome of pain in the entire right side from neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, and the right shoulder with radiation of the pain to the right arm involving all the five fingers as well as all the toes, and pain mostly is on the right side of the spine. So some difficulty in the range of motion of the right shoulder where pain is around 9 and ability to abduct is 110 to 120 degrees. The patient is undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatment, and reports as follows. The patient has a pacemaker, so MRI cannot be done, and it was discussed with the patient, and he has no pain while he's sleeping, and otherwise in the daytime pain in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back is 9, and right knee pain also is 9. Overall, the pain level stays 8. ADLs are affected 8 as follows. The general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people is 8, sleep is 9, enjoyment of life is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient reports no relief with the current treatment protocol. In the system review, patient reports headaches with dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, fainting, blackout, difficulty sleeping, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and poor grades at work, poor work performance, and depression, loss of memory. And the headaches are constant, severe, associated with nausea, and they are 8 or 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck and lower back, along with pain in the neck and lower back, and also in mid-back pain, mostly on the right side, right shoulder pain on the right side, as well as right hip, right knee, pain and moderate difficulty walking is reported. You can walk up to a half a block. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the urine, or stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is difficulty breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, but no asthma history. In the last 30 days, the patient reports that the pain has remained bad to worse. But there is no changes in the medical history, surgical history. He reports of a hospitalization a month ago, within this month, and some weight loss of a few pounds. However, there is no other new trauma. Substance abuse, none is reported. And in the compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, blood pressure is 136 over 83. Pulse is 80, pulse ox is 99, and the rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit of 9/6/2022, dictation number 0906-053. The plan is as follows. The patient was earlier complaining of radiation of pain to the right arm with involvement of all the five fingers on both sides, but it is not going on right now. So there is definitely some improvement. So the plan is to continue the physical therapy at 3 times per week with traction, massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Patient remains disabled for work and housework, and transportation help has been ordered. Patient is provided with Furoset 102 every 6 hours, PRN 75 tablets for the headache relief, gabapentin 600 mg 3 times a day for headache relief, anti-word 250 mg every 6 hours, 90 tablets for pain relief or for dizziness. The meds were reviewed, and patient is also ordered a neuropsych evaluation and treatment, along with this brain injury diagnostics, are ordered for this patient to do the 8th and 9th nerve or cranial nerve investigations. So far he is stable and he will be seen in 30 days time. Thank you.